गीता माधुर्य चैप्टर 16। लॉर्ड कृष्णा इन द 15th वर्स ऑफ द 7th चैप्टर एक्सप्लेन्ड इन ब्रीफ द ट्रेट्स ऑफ पोजेसिंग द डेमोनियक नेचर बाय डिक्लेयरिंग दैट दोज इविल डूअर्स हु आर फूलिश एंड हु हैव एम्ब्रेस्ड द डेमोनियक नेचर डू नॉट वर्शिप हिम। व्हाइल इन द 16th वर्स ही एक्सप्लेन्ड इन ब्रीफ those possessing the divine nature by declaring that those virtuous men worship him. In the beginning of the 8th chapter, Arjun put 7 questions based on the last 2 verses of the 7th chapter. The Lord answered those questions in whole of the 8th chapter. The Lord at the beginning of the 7th chapter had promised that he would unfold to him the knowledge together with realization. So, he started the 9th chapter. In the 12th verse of the 9th chapter, he explains that the senseless persons with vain hopes, futile actions and fruitless knowledge embrace a nature which is demoniac. While in the 13th verse, he declared that the great souls who know him as the prime cause of creation and worship him constantly with undivided mind possess a divine nature. After the 11th verse of the 10th chapter, the Lord should have described the divine and demoniac natures in detail. But Arjun, having been influenced by his grace, offered praises to him and prayed to him to tell him his divine glories. While explaining his divine glories, the Lord in the last verse of the 10th chapter declared, "What need is there, O Arjun, for the detailed knowledge? I stand supporting the whole universe with a single fragment of myself." So, Arjun at the beginning of the 11th chapter, out of curiosity, prayed to the Lord to reveal to him that cosmic form. Having revealed to Arjun his cosmic form, the Lord in the 54th and the 55th verses of the 11th chapter explained the merits of exclusive devotion and the traits of such a devotee. So, in the first verse of the 12th chapter, Arjun inquired, "Which is considered to be more perfect, those who are properly engaged in your devotional service or those who worship the imperishable and the unmanifested?" Therefore, the Lord in the 12th chapter described the devotees who are properly engaged in his devotional service and described the attributeless Supreme Brahma in the 13th chapter and up to the 20th verse of the 14th chapter. In the 21st verse of the 14th chapter, Arjun asked, "What are the marks of him who has risen above the three gunas? What is his conduct? How does he transcend the three modes?" In response to his question, the Lord explained exclusive devotion, the means to rise above the three modes, that is, he gave a hint of divine nature through exclusive devotion and of demoniac nature through adulterated devotion. He started the 15th chapter in order to explain how to develop exclusive devotion. In the third verse of the 15th chapter, there is mention of cutting down this tree with the weapon of detachment, that is, renunciation of attachment, which is a mark of divine nature. In the fourth verse, there is description of the divine nature in the expression, "I seek refuge in the primal person." It means that those who do not seek refuge in him are of demoniac nature. In the 19th verse, there is the description of the divine nature when the Lord declares, "The undeluded person who thus knows me as the Supreme Person worships me with his whole being." It means that those who do not worship him are of demoniac nature. Thus, Lord Krishna could not get an opportunity to explain in detail the divine and demoniac natures because Arjun went on putting questions. Now he gets an opportunity to explain the divine and demoniac natures in detail. So, he starts the topic. Arjun said, "O Lord, who deserves this most secret teaching?" Lord Krishna said, "One who possesses divine traits." Arjun said, "What are the marks of the person who possesses divine traits?" Sri Bhagwan said, "They are the following: fearlessness by depending on me, firm resolve of mind to attain me, equanimity in all circumstances in order to know me in reality, sattvic form of charity, control of the senses, doing one's duty, to translate the principles of the sacred books into practice, bearing of hardships for the sake of one's duty, straightforwardness of mind, body and speech, non-violence through body, mind and speech, truthfulness and geniality of speech, absence of anger even on provocation by regarding everyone as my manifestation, renunciation of desire, tranquility of mind, refraining from malicious gossip, kindness to all creatures, absence of attachment to the objects of senses even during their contact with the senses, mildness of heart, sense of shame in the doing of actions not sanctioned by the scriptures, absence of fickleness, sublimity in body and speech, forgiveness, fortitude, external purity, absence of malice and absence of pride. O Arjun, these are the marks of the person who possesses divine traits. That is, he who possesses these traits deserves my devotion. In this context, the question arises that those who possess the divine traits deserve devotion, but the vile sinner who does not possess these traits cannot deserve it. It is a fact, but even if the vilest sinner worships God with exclusive devotion, he becomes a saint very quickly. That is, he, by God's grace, possesses the divine traits very quickly. Arjun said, O Lord, who does not deserve your devotion? Lord Krishna said, One who possesses demoniac traits. Arjun said, What are the marks of the person who possesses demoniac traits? Lord Krishna said, They are the following: hypocrisy, arrogance, pride, anger, harshness in thought, word and deed, ignorance or non-discrimination. O son of Kunti, one who possesses these traits does not deserve my devotion. Arjun said, What is the outcome of the divine and demoniac traits, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, Divine traits are regarded as conducive to liberation, while the demoniac nature as conducive to bondage. But O Pandav, you should not grieve, for you are born with divine virtues. Arjun said, How is demoniacal nature conducive to bondage? Lord Krishna said, There are two types of men in this world, divine and demoniacal. The divine type has been described at length. Hear from me the demoniacal also. Men of demoniacal nature do not know what to do and what to refrain from. Hence, they possess neither purity nor good conduct nor truth. Arjun said, O Lord, why do they not possess purity, etc.? Lord Krishna said, Their intellect is reverse. They say that the world is unreal and without a moral basis, godless, born of mutual union of man and woman, brought about by lust, what else? Arjun said, What kind of actions do they perform? Lord Krishna said, Those men of atheistic outlook do not believe in their soul. Their intellect is meager. Deeds are very fierce. They are enemies of the world. Such people apply their power for the destruction of others. Filled with insatiable desires, full of hypocrisy, pride and arrogance, holding evil ideas through delusion, they work in the world with impure resolve. Arjun said, What is the concept of life for them? Lord Krishna said, Beset with immense cares, ending only with death, and given to the enjoyment of sensual pleasures and accumulation of wealth, they believe that the highest limit of joy consists only in it. Arjun said, What do they strive for, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, held in bondage by hundreds of ties of expectation, given over to lust and anger, they strive to obtain by unjust means hoards of wealth for the enjoyment of sensual pleasures. Arjun said, "What are their expectations?" Lord Krishna said, "This wealth has been gained by me today, and now I shall fulfill this desire. This wealth is already mine, and this wealth shall also be mine in future. This enemy has already been slain by us, and others also shall we slay. We are lords, we are the enjoyers, we are perfect, powerful, and happy. We are wealthy. There are so many people with us. Who else can be equal to us? We shall perform sacrifices, give charity, and rejoice." Thus, being deluded by ignorance, they have many ambitions. Arjun said, "O Lord, what fate do they meet with after death?" Lord Krishna said, "Bewildered by many a fancy, enmeshed in the snare of delusion, addicted to the hoarding of wealth and enjoyment of sensual pleasures, they fall into the foulest hells." Arjun said, "What are the marks of those demoniac in nature attached to pleasures which conduce them to ruin?" Lord Krishna said, "They are self-conceited, stubborn, filled with pride, and intoxicated with wealth." Arjun said, "Can they not perform good actions, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "Yes, they perform good actions, such as nominal sacrifice, etc., for show and contrary to the scriptural ordinance." Arjun said, "Why do they do so?" Lord Krishna said, "They do so because they are given over to egoism, brute force, pride, passion, and anger." Arjun said, "What other feelings do they have?" Lord Krishna said, "They have malice. They find fault with me and with others, and they hate me who dwells in the bodies of others as well as in their own bodies." Arjun said, "What is the outcome of possessing this demoniacal disposition, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "These haters, possessing cruel and evil nature and vilest among men, I repeatedly throw into demoniacal wombs of animals such as dogs, donkeys, tigers, crows, owls, vultures, snakes, and scorpions, etc." Arjun said, "O Lord, then what happens to them?" Lord Krishna said, "O son of Kunti, cast into demoniac wombs, birth after birth, these deluded ones, without ever attaining me, fall into still baser state, that is, foulest of hells." Arjun said, "What is the root cause of their falling into hells, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "Passion or lust, anger and greed. These constitute the triple gate to hell, leading to the damnation of the soul. Therefore, one should abandon these three." Arjun said, "What happens after abandoning them?" Lord Krishna said, "O Kaunteya, the man released from these three gates to hell works for his own salvation, that is, does not indulge in forbidden actions, but performs actions approved by the scriptures without having any desire for their fruit, and thus reaches the highest goal." Arjun said, "Who fails to attain the highest goal?" Lord Krishna said, "He who, casting aside the ordinance of the scriptures, acts according to his own sweet will, attains neither perfection, nor happiness, nor the supreme goal." Arjun said, "What is the criterion of good and evil actions?" Lord Krishna said, "Let the scriptures be the authority in determining what ought to be done and what ought not to be done. Therefore, you should perform only such actions as are sanctioned by the ordinance of the scriptures." End of chapter 16.